The study offers a critique of the Department of Natural Resources' deer herd management, along with many suggested reforms. Dr. James Kroll, the lead consultant on the project, says one of the main messages is to get the public more involved.
The local biologists putting local people together, both landowners and hunters, in this case tribal folks as well, to come up with localized management plans that involve people in gathering the information that biologists need. People cannot argue with information they've gathered themselves.
The report also calls for the state to move to a passive approach for managing chronic wasting disease, rather than creating special zones aimed at trying to eradicate CWD.
By passive management, we mean monitoring, but putting our resources into concentric circles away from the zone, trying to catch breakouts, very similar to fighting wildfires. When wildfires break out, we contain, and then we look for breakouts, and then we react in a planned, decisive way.
Hunters also draw some blame in the report, with Kroll saying many of them have unrealistic expectations about how big the deer herd should be. However, he says that's partially because the DNR's kept them in the dark by not providing enough information over the years. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.